Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now live into hour number two. We're going to be taking your phone calls. And then coming up, more on Obama's speech last night and how they're hailing wars, invasions, imperial takeovers as good. They have rebels that the globalists finance attack, and if they're unable to overthrow the country like they were Egypt, they invade. They start bombing, and then they invade. And then they lie and say it's not a war when we're bombing them. We're not going to invade with ground troops, but we do want to have a humanitarian ground force. The Marines are standing by. That's how stupid they think you are. The latest on what's happening in Fukushima, 100,000 times safe levels of radiation, maximum alert, the prime minister says. Also, globalist bid to ban cars, part of a plandopolis agenda. The EU has openly announced they will begin banning cars. You cannot make this stuff up. It's so incredible. TSA moves against Jesse Ventura's suit against them, trying to have it thrown out of court. That's all coming up. The Syrian cabinet has resigned amid huge protest. Remember when Hosni Mubarak wouldn't resign after a month-long globalist orchestrated protest? He just suddenly had a stroke and we've never seen again. Who knows if he's even alive? You got to love that. Works well. So we're going to take a lot of your phone calls right now and then at the bottom of the hour get back into some of the other news we haven't covered yet. Joe in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex, how are you, sir?
Good.
Alex, I'm calling about your interview with Larry Pratt yesterday. The Border Patrol agent Brian Terry down in Arizona that was basically murdered, that family should file murder charges on the ATF.
That's right. It's reportedly guns that ATF shipped into Mexico, allowed to be shipped in, that were then used to kill him.
Exactly, and that family should, like, file charges, murder charges, against the ATFE, man. And that just, I mean, that's wrong, brother. And what they did, and what he did standing up for Obama last night, that was pathetic. Trying to look like a real American, you know, while our boys die. Because, Alex, I was in Marine Corps, and when we were sent down to Panama, and that was all over Noriega and drug deals and cartels. And they're doing the same thing right now.
And they claimed it was to save two college girls, and when they finally got them, they said, we weren't held captive. It was all made up.
Yes, sir. But anyway, it's just I think they should file murder charges on the ATFE, along with a couple other agents that's been killed down there. And because my daughter's in the Border Patrol, she's bilingual, and, I think they should file murder charges on them, or at least call congressmen, representatives, and get it underway. I know Larry and his group, Gun Owners, is trying to do it, but we need to just stay on top of them, and God bless you for your work, Alex.
Well, very well said, Joe. Thank you, and we hope your daughter's safe down there doing something that's actually constitutional under the federal government's auspices. The feds do everything they're not supposed to do under the Constitution, including following UN orders, and then won't allow the three things the federal government has purview to engage in for that to be properly carried out. And it's because they want to merge the U.S. with Mexico and Canada. And it has been confirmed now. It's all over the mainstream news, Ottawa Citizen, you name it, that they've signed deals with the Pentagon and foreign governments to use, quote, foreign troops from Canada and Mexico to, quote, deal with insurrection and civil unrest with the American people. I mean, it's just unbelievably, incredibly treasonous things are going on out in the open, and it doesn't happen with a bang. It happens with a whimper. It's like people email me constantly. It's one of these false memes out there of, Alex, where's the martial law? Well, I don't know, when the banks steal the veterans' death benefits secretly and it comes out, nobody gets in trouble, and $23.7 trillion plus has been stolen. They won't say where the money went, and they've got TSA running checkpoints on the highways, and the federal government, the ATF's ordering gun dealers to not do certain sales, even though there's no law. I mean, that's what martial law is, but they never announce it. They just slowly unfold these systems. We'll be back.
Alex has told you about the terrible perfect storm of rising food prices. The Japanese tragedy proves how important food is. Our own gas prices are driving food costs through the roof. The huge population countries are buying up American unprotected exports of food. The falling dollar is inflating food prices. Ethanol subsidies are driving fuel and food costs to all-time highs. We are experiencing the greatest explosion of food shortages and food prices America has ever seen. Folks, you have to freeze the cost and availability of your food now. Through March 31st, eFoods Direct has free shipping on all orders. You can freeze the cost and availability of your food and have it shipped free. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Free shipping ends March 31st. 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What's happening is the system is keeping the people in the dark. They call a military bombardment, kinetic military action. They say it's not a war. U.S. and British Marines massing by the thousands in troop landing ships off the coast of Tripoli in the Mediterranean, and the Marines openly saying they're preparing to invade. That's not a ground force. That's a peace force. See, the UN is all about peace when they kill hundreds of thousands of Christians in Rwanda and set up checkpoints, not letting the Christian people out so that the Hutus could come in and kill them. This is how the UN operates all over the world, because it's just a receivership arm created by the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, openly. David Rockefeller's bragged about this in his memoirs. In fact, I IM'd you this morning a quote by David Rockefeller. We actually have his book back there somewhere with about how he admits world government and that's what he wants and that, you know, he's guilty as charged. We've read it many times on air, but it's always important to read it again because that's what this system is. The UN is a corporate, piratical receivership arm to take over this planet. We're going to continue to cover the latest developments in the economy. The TSA, the police state, globalist bid to ban cars as part of Planned Opolis agenda. BBC reports UK rejects EU call for city center ban on petrol cars, but the EU is going ahead with it, saying that their parliament is under their control. This is their goal, a post-industrial world, shutting down civilization. The bankers are waging war against the real economy, against real wealth. They want you as destitute people they can control. Let's go back to your calls. Victoria in Montana. Victoria, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you. What I wanted to say was I think that the main reason why the Federal Reserve is trying to enslave the people of the world is because they know that they get their power and money from the United States mostly. And in 2012, their contract expires that Woodrow Wilson signed into law in 1913, selling us down the river as a country. And they know.
That's right. Let me stop you. It's totally key. The Federal Reserve 100-year anniversary is coming up in just about a year from now, of course, 1913, and they know that that is basically running out at the end of 2012, in about, you know, a year and three quarters. They know that's coming to an end. That's why they've set up Bretton Woods too, with George Soros running it, openly announcing that they want to get rid of the dollar. And then the dollar is the only thing we have left in this fiat system to keep buying all the international goods we need. And if folks think the Depression's bad now and 44 million Americans on food stamps is bad now, they haven't seen anything yet. These globalists have got us completely like a boa constrictor captures a little piglet wrapped up in their coils, and we've got to get out of it. Go ahead.
That's right, and they know that the American people will never allow them to renew that kind of tyranny again, since you and people like G. Edward Griffin and other people have exposed them. So they're trying to push us into a one-world bank and a one-world order so they can keep their control over the whole planet, and that's why they're attacking, like you said, these...
And by the way, they're openly announcing that everywhere. They're admitting world government run by private bankers. You'll pay all these excise taxes. You'll pay national sales taxes, VAT. You'll pay carbon taxes to the private crooks. I mean, it's so incredible how naked it is, how ridiculously corrupt and fraudulent. And if we just get the word out, they're going to fail.
That's right. That's right, because they're nothing but a bunch of parasitical criminals that feeds off, you know, honest people that work and do what's right. And the United Nations, they're nothing but criminals that attack people, and I just don't
understand. Well, look at that. The UN gets caught running white slavery rings worldwide. And every time I say white slavery, I get emails saying, what about black slavery? Folks, white slavery is sexual slavery, okay? Sex slaves. The UN, it isn't about color, has been caught every country they're in doing it, loading the little kids and women up that are kidnapped on jets, flying them to Saudi Arabia. Israel's big into it. Indonesia, a bunch of other countries are involved in it. Thailand. I mean, these people have gotten away with murder, with the most wicked things you can imagine. DynCorp, Halliburton, Chicago Tribune, white slavery rings. Everywhere the UN goes, they're caught murdering, massacring, torturing. I mean, their armies are just an army of murderous trash. I mean, it is the most wicked quasi-mercenary group you can imagine. The UN sent into Africa routinely. If some African nation tries to mine their own diamonds, they call them blood diamonds and make movies about how horrible it is if it isn't part of the De Beers Oppenheimer monopoly. And they send in UN troops to bomb and slaughter everyone. I mean, they send in French troops. I mean, it's private megabanks that run our armies. It's very simple. And now they're signing the deals, they're official, to use foreign troops in America, AP, Ottawa Citizen, Pentagon press releases, FEMA press releases. We show them here, we cover them. And it's so huge, it's so over the top, people don't even know how to respond, Victoria. Anything else?
And it's just terrible. What I think is that we need to bring all of our troops home, and we need to make Ron Paul president so we can get our country back.
Exactly. I appreciate your call. And what they're doing is setting the precedent first. Oh, we don't declare war anymore, even though that's illegal. Then, oh, we get at least a resolution for force. Now we don't do that. Now the president says, Lord UN, what do I do? You attack. Yes, sir. Boom. Launch the attack. Boom. I mean, world government is here. The World Trade Organization has all the power now over our trade. Congress just signed it away. the Congress is just a bunch of crooks, by and large, collecting big payoffs, and their wives and husbands and children, you know, get $500,000 a year salaries at the defense contractors, you know, that they sit on the committees for to get them the money. I mean, it's just wall-to-wall corruption, bankrupting everything, because that's towards the end game, to make the money while they're bankrupting us. Then once they bankrupt us, they hold us hostage and say, we're going to raise your taxes, you're going to live under austerity, it's for the earth. Everything goes to us now. And then they use the bankruptcy as a way to bring the country into receivership, just like Germany at the end of World War I through the Versailles Treaty. Stephen in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I just wanted to make a quick statement, and then I had a question for you, if that'd be all right.
Yes.
I just want to say, anyone that supports this military action in Libya has got to be out of their mind, because if they think if one day we should finally get up the nerve to stand up against our federal government, do they think the UN's going to come in and back us up to overthrow them? Absolutely not. That was my statement. And I was just wondering, worst-case scenario, the nuclear power plant in Japan is to melt down and completely, you know, all hands off the deck, it's over.
Yeah, it's already worse than Chernobyl. If you count the five of them that have at least partially melted down, now at least two of the cores open leaking, it's already past Chernobyl. But yes, they could continue to have even bigger meltdowns, and it could get even worse. Go ahead.
Well, what do you think the end game would it be over here in America? What do you think the government is going to do with all the radiation and everything else coming this way? Are they going to continue to whitewash it, or are they going to eventually admit, yes, you know, it's the...
No, they're telling us eat seafood out of the Pacific. They're saying, yeah, some radiation detectors are showing higher levels all over the U.S., even Europe. So what? It's not bad for you. And a lot of people are saying, well, this is a globalist plan. They might have blown up, you know, the first reactor or something. No, it was the tsunami and earthquake, folks. As a way to shut down nuclear power, just like they want to shut down coal. No, the globalists are clearly signifying, and they're big fake environmentalist groups, that they want to shut down coal, because that's not controlled by the big oil companies, they're owned by the big banks, and that they're going to go ahead with more nuclear reactors, not less. And so I just see them whitewashing the whole thing, and it's just like the 300-plus above ground, 500-plus with all countries involved, but 300-plus with the U.S. alone, above-ground nuclear tests. So what if cancer rates go up? So what if fertility goes down? Remember, the globalists mine phosphate for fertilizer production out of limestone deposits that have different radioactive isotopes in it. It's where they also mine for uranium, and they put that in your water and call it sodium fluoride. So remember when I had Dr. Busby on, and he said, many of my colleagues, of course, he's a top chemical physicist, top radiation expert in its effects. He said, yes, many of my colleagues actually believe this is on purpose, because the sperm count has dropped by 87% in fertility. Radioactive isotopes are key to reducing fertility. I just don't know, but it doesn't matter. The fact is, fertility in every region where nuclear power is used and where nuclear systems are fissile material is purified, fertility is dropping regardless. It is destroying the human species. And you have a eugenicist like Mombiot running around saying, more reactors, build them everywhere. Oh, I love it. Fluoride in the water, you know. This is what they want. And so you can't get around the fact, and you heard me right, folks, all over the U.S., they put radioactive isotopes in your water, in the cocktail, of 150 to 300 plus, depending on what company they buy it from, chemicals in your water. Amongst them, different radioactive isotopes. And I showed the mainstream news articles again. They just calmly go, yeah, the government covered up radiation in your water at high levels. They don't say why they covered it up, and no one asks, why is it there? It's just, it's there, and it's not going to stop. We're just letting you know now. And yes, cell phones give you brain cancer, but aren't they fun? Go ahead and give them to your kids. Does that answer your question, my friend?
Yes, it does. So in the grand scheme of things, it just plays into world depopulation and eugenics.
Absolutely. It plays into the fact that the globalists have a spirit of death and destruction, like their father, and this is what they do. I mean, you can ascribe to it whatever reason you think they're doing it, but they're doing it. No one can deny, debate that these people, until 1991, wouldn't let troops use DU. Now they use it everywhere. It ignites when they fire it out the end of the barrel. The troops are getting deadly dosages of it that will reduce their lifespan by decades every time they fire a DU round, and they don't care. What does that tell you about the New World Order? Okay, what does that tell you?
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Right to your phone calls. Harry in Michigan, you're on the air, sir. Thank you for holding.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Are you there? Hey, it's great to talk to you again, man, and thank you for all the work you're doing, and God bless you, and keep up the good work, and my first deal is that I have been a long time listener to you, probably 16 years.
I heard you
in Katy, Texas, about 16, 17 years ago. And you opened, my eyes have been open since about 1980 when I was taught that the Trilateral Commission and the United Nations were a bunch of scum sucking bottom feeders. And, I have been a pipe fitter. I've working on nuclear plants since about 1971 as a welder. And, people in this country do not know the severity of what has happened over there in Japan. And what's going on in this country is just making me sick.
Now they've set the precedent to have 5 reactors on fire, exploding, 600,000 spent fuel rods, open reactors with live uranium, plutonium, and off-gassing, blowing to the U.S. And our media's like, hey, this isn't bad for you. In fact, it's good for you.
Well, yeah, Miss Ann Coulter. I mean, this woman needs to be hung. I mean, what a lying piece of scum she is. And all these globalist scum this is a slow kill. And I see this coming across the United States and around the world. And all I see is a slow kill down the road. And the more people you try to wake up to this, luckily I've woke up 3 people so far this month to what's going on with this.
Oh, yeah, that's the exciting thing, and we got to make lemonade out of lemons, is that people are ready to wake up now. We've got the truth. We've got the facts. The globalists don't admissions. A lot of people, tens of millions of people in the U.S. alone, remember myself and many others telling them the truth for decades. Now they see it all coming true. Our credibility continues to rise.
Exactly. And this, when Lindsey Williams, who was on your show last time, talking about the Day of the Rage, I went in and told people right after that happened, and when it did happen on the 11th, and all this stuff went down, the nuclear job going down, and this whitewashing of what's going on over in the East, I mean, people come up to me and said, you know, how did you know this? I said, well, you've got to be informed. You people have got to wake up. You're sheep. Listen to Alex Jones' show, InfoWars, Prison Planet, you know?
Well, by the way, Harry, and it's spreading the word is key now because folks are, again, finally ready to be awakened because the facts are now in their face, not over the next hill. We haven't even pointed out, and I got an email about this last night. It makes a lot of sense. I mean, I don't want to say this was an inside job, but maybe 11s are unlucky. You had the 7/7 attack. You had the 3/11 attack in Madrid. We've had all these other 11 attacks, 9/11. You notice it was 3/11/11, 3/11/11 when this Japanese earthquake tsunami happened. I tell you, folks, that is really strange, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Alex. And it all falls back to these globalist beliefs in their religion and the numerology involved in this.
I remember a lady calling me last year on air when I saw this email. I remember the call. She goes, Alex, you've got to listen to me. 3/11/11, they're going to hit. You know, there's going to be earthquakes. And I'm like, okay, thank you, ma'am. I guess she must have been psychic or something. I mean, I don't get into things that we can't prove, but that is a little weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it most certainly is. And, you know, I'm beginning to believe it. They do work in this number system, 9/11, and, their belief system. It's definitely a Luciferian belief system that they're in. And, this has got to stop. The American people have got to make a stand. They got to draw that line in the sand. Like Travis said, we got to stand up and fight these people. And it's my passion for years of being laughed at and scorned that this day was going to happen.
Absolutely. Harry, it's beautiful that you were listening in Texas, must have been 98.9, 16 and a half years ago. And imagine the tens of millions of others. I've done thousands of radio interviews, hundreds and hundreds of TV interviews, internationally and nationally. I have, we put out thousands and thousands of stories, 25 plus films, thousands of videos. Think about that woodpecker effect of just doing it over and over and over again. And all those millions and millions and millions, really hundreds of millions, that have heard the information I've put out doggedly. steadfastly and the effect it's had. And think of all the people you personally warned and all of the other listeners warned who got laughed at, the hundreds of millions you got to worldwide. And now if the globalists can see the growth curve, they can see how fast we're waking up. So they're going to implode economies, start war, stage terror attacks, you name it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
We are in the clutches of the globalist. And they are ruthless. They know how to socially engineer. They know how to manipulate. They know how to lie. But no matter how sophisticated they are, if you're aware of their program, which is very simple overall, their manipulation is complex, it's all over for them. And it doesn't work anymore for them to just call us conspiracy theorists. It doesn't work anymore when you say, I don't trust the government raising my taxes. I don't like what the foreign banks are doing, not seeing where the trillions went. I don't like the TSA violating states' rights, setting up checkpoints, not just in airports, but all over highways. I don't like these foreign troop agreements to use troops in our country. I don't like the UN telling our president what to do and him in a servile fashion going along with it, and Congress illegally because Congress is now involved in treason. Every member of Congress, other than Ron Paul, Rand Paul, the senator, and a few Democrats, other than them, are engaged. They should all be impeached. I'm calling for the whole Congress, who's laying there doing nothing, to be impeached. They're all part of this treason. I don't use treason lightly. Signing the North American Union Agreement 6 years ago in secret, and then it came out 2 years later, to have corporations telling our governments what to do, wanting to set up toll roads on 84 interstate highways to fund the new North American Union. Congress not involved. And still they're following North American integration. I mean, it's all going on. Again, 2007, 4 years ago, you can just go to YouTube and type in 50-year anniversary of EU celebrations. In fact, let's just do it ourselves. 50-year show a news headline. It'll show photos. 50-year anniversary of the EU. How did they have a 50th anniversary in 2007? The EU, we're all told, started in 2000. 15 members, then 20, then 25. Countries being gobbled up by this criminal organization so they could then be bankrupted and put into receivership, and then the richer European nations would, quote, bail them out, meaning paying the bankers their loan sharking rates. How did they have a 50th anniversary? Because the Treaty of Rome, as I show and cover in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and the EU and the UN brag about this, the Treaty of Rome, 1957, established the European Union under a trade deal like NAFTA and GATT. We're in the North American Union. It's treason. Real treason. I don't just use that word lightly. Systemic treason. These private corporations set up international bodies and then have Congress and the legislatures who are under Fed. First, the feds take over the states, then the feds sign over to the foreign banks, and they run the planet. And Congress does what they're told because they're bought and paid for. Now, there's a headline. The European Union celebrates its 50th anniversary on the 25th of April, 2007. You notice the 25th of April is the when they ratified the Treaty of Rome. And they say, 50 years ago, the leaders of six European countries, Belgium, France, Germany, Luxembourg, Italy, and the Netherlands, signed the Treaties of Rome, which established the modern-day European Union co-cooperation, which started with the coal and steel and has become an unprecedented success in creating a political and economic union between 27 member states. First 15, then 25, then 27, and growing. What publication was that from, or was that an actual EU press release? Press release by the EU. And by the way, all over Europe, no one came out to the lavish taxpayer-funded parades and fireworks displays. There were just police blocking the barricades and almost no one out there. The few that were there were booing it. Kind of like the French when the Nazis came into Paris, they turned their backs on them. Couldn't arrest them all. They don't care. Okay, and if they win down the road, they'll announce, you know, the anniversary of the North American Union. They may say it was 1994, NAFTA and GATT. They may say it was 2005 with the SPP signing. The point is, they say we're now in it. You understand? I'm not just saying this. I tell high-powered reporters from Nightline and Rolling Stone and New York Magazine and Wall Street Journal, when they come here, I go, can I give you the actual global documents from the UN, from the IMF, from the can I show you where David Rockefeller says that he's guilty as charged, wanting a world government? Can I show you a New York Times article with David Rockefeller praising Mao Zedong? And they say, no, I don't want to look at it. This is your opinion. And they go write articles that I'm crazy making this stuff up. Okay, I'm crazy. This is from David Rockefeller's book. In fact, we'll put it back up on screen. I forget the title. What's the title of the book? I own it. Oh, here it is. Here it is. They got it. Here it is. I can show folks watching PrisonPlanet.tv. We got bookshelf after bookshelf out there. David Rockefeller, Memoirs, with an afterword by the author. This is his authorized New York Times bestseller that came out in 2005. Let me even check the publication date to be absolutely precise and test my memory, which is, excuse me. First published in 2002, and then I got it with a reprint in 2004. And this is in memory of Abby Aldrich Rockefeller and my wife, Peggy Rockefeller. And it's bookmarked here in the book, because the press likes to roll their eyes when I show this to them, proud internationalist. That means not international brotherhood, but that means bankers. And there's quotes where he says, I want international bankers to run things versus free states. And we have the quote here. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interest of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalist, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it. They've got all these low-level camp followers who run around and say that, oh, it's about brotherhood and peace. Yeah, you see the peace of the UN and the bankers. I mean, I've seen top globalists in the EU bragging in major newspapers. We've read the quotes here where, in fact, you can even search the term, founders of EU admit that it is a takeover arm for sovereign states for bankers. And, I mean, they just brag thinking you're stupid and you don't read their own books they write. In fact, I actually found it out of the book itself. Here's the full quote. In fact, zoom in on this so folks will actually see it out of the book if they're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Right here on page 405. Populist paranoia. Now, he goes on here to say we're paranoid because we don't like this. See, this is what globalists do. And we're going back to your calls. They admit they're setting up world government, but then if you don't like it, you're insane and it doesn't exist. And he shows this arrogant mind control spin in this full paragraph. He says, for more than a century, ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum, folks that don't want to be slaves to unelected foreign bureaucracies created by private banks. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you. Let me just read his quote here. For more than a century, ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon well-publicized incidents such as my encounter with Castro to attack the Rockefeller family for the inordinate influence they claim we wield over American political and economic institutions. Let me see. I've seen Rockefeller on C-SPAN with world leaders introducing him, saying he set up the world order with his family, donated the land for the UN, and founded every major private globalist organization in every major country. And they have constant meetings to coordinate it. But, oh, he's not involved in that. Continuing, some even believe we're part of a secret cabal working against the best interest of the United States. Well, look what's happening to the bankrupt republic. Characterizing my family and me as internationalist and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I'm proud of it. The anti-Rockefeller focus of these otherwise incomparable political positions owes much to populism. Oh, that dirty, dirty thing. Populists believe in conspiracies. He just admitted he wants world government. And there's countless documents where they break down exactly how it's going to work, post-industrial, one-child policies, Rockefeller Foundation-funded papers on sterilants and vaccines. We've got all those documents on Infowars.com. In fact, in case there's new viewers or listeners, type in Rockefeller Foundation documents, fund sterilants and vaccines. Rockefeller documents, Rockefeller Foundation, sterilants and vaccines, Infowars.com. And then you go, oh, that's Infowars.com. Now we have links to mainstream articles and then the actual documents. I think we wrote last year in 1 month, one of our great writers, 10 different articles on it. 10. Oh, but we're populist conspiracy theorists because we know how to go to major libraries and pull Rockefeller Foundation documents from 1966. And the UN was caught with the exact program they talked about, vaccinating people and sterilizing them. There it is. Rockefeller Foundation developed vaccines for mass-scale fertility reduction. And then you scroll down. Oh, what's on the site? Links to the actual PDFs. Oh, we know how to read. We're evil conspiracy theorists. Let me go back. The anti-Rockefeller focus of these otherwise incomparable, who can comprehend people that know how to read their own documents? These anti-Rockefeller focus of these otherwise incomparable political positions owes much to populism. Populists believe in conspiracies. You mean in powerful people manipulating and wanting more power? You mean we believe in history and reality? Populists believe in conspiracies. And one of the most endearing is that a secret group of international bankers and capitalists and their minions control the world's economy. Because of my name and prominence at the head of Chase for many years, I have earned the distinction as a conspirator-in-chief from some of these people. Populists and isolationists. And we're not isolationists. We don't like China having tariffs on us because you moved your factories over there. We don't have tariffs on them. We don't like your insiders that wrote the health care bill all getting waivers for their companies to get health care, but I've got to buy it, even though my employees don't want it. We don't like your unfair trade advantage, punk. And it just goes on. And all these are code words. All we want in the United States as a result of global trade, oh, look how good that's been, so-called global trade, improved communications, so we're deindustrialized, they're spying on all of us, and the heightened interaction of people from different cultures, bringing grave sins, we all fight with each other. Populists rarely mention these positive consequences, oh yes, it's like the positive consequences of gonorrhea, nor can they cogently explain, oh, we can't do that, how they would have sustained American economic growth and the expansion of our political power without them. You mean your political power using the United States as your evil juggernaut? Again, oh boy, it is really hard to respond to this level of throwing it in your face. These people are tyrants. This is a man who in the New York Times, we went to the microfilm at UT and have it in Endgame, the date, everything, and praised Chinese control and what Mao did. And what do you see in the news all the time from the CFR that he helped set up with his father? How China's the model, how they're great, how they're not bad. What do Google and Yahoo do? What do the big telecommunications giants do? They help China censor their people, and then our own government and the Australian and British government then come out with headlines, we're going to use the Chinese model of censorship. Pull that up. That was first in Australia 3 years ago. Headline. Just show everybody here on air. This is not, none of this is my opinion. It's all right here. I studied this. You can study it. That's what's so effective about this show. Boom. Show you everything. Tell you about Rockefeller. Show you his book. Tell you about the New York Times article. Tell you where you can look at it for free online. Whatistheendgame.com. Full bibliography of the film, every minute of the film, with a link and a time code and the links to the documents. Boom. Oh, I can't cogently break it down, Herr Rockefeller, huh? And what you've done. There it is. Australia enforced mandatory Chinese-style internet censorship. Yeah, that's an Infowars.com. Try it. I believe it was The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald had it. Go with their articles. Just say Australia implementing Chinese-style web. That was it. Yeah, Herald Sun, but the page not found. He found the link, but they've moved the page. Take me back to Google then. Let's show them that under that search term it did lead to the Australian news. Point is, you know this has all been announced, and our article will have quotes in it. That's why we write articles about stuff that's already in mainstream news, so there's a record of it when they put it behind a wall or move it or get rid of it. So, but who can deny they're calling for internet kill switches? Who can deny? You know about that. Okay, let's go ahead now and talk to John in Michigan, then Kyle Keith, Richard Blue Star, and others. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, two things, a reference to Obama's address last night and to the war in Libya.
Yes. not a war conspiracy theorist. Remember what Karl Rove, in fact, pull me up the Karl Rove clip. I'm on fire here, but I'm going to go to you, John. Pull up Karl Rove. Tells press, we control reality. Karl Rove's, we control reality. And they said, it doesn't matter what real reality is, we will tell you. And so they said, this is not a war. It's a kinetic military action. It is not a war. You are a conspiracy theorist. This is not a war. Do you understand that, John?
Yes, sir. Kinetic military action.
Yes.
Our dear leader referenced Bosnia, or the 78 days we bombed Serbia. With a rate of depleted uranium for humanitarian reasons.
And their burnt effects have gone up fourfold. Yes, very loving.
Since you brought up Al-Qaeda backing the KLA, not just today, but back in martial law, I was hoping you could go into a little detail and refresh the public's memory on how the Mujahideen was used to stir the pot there?
Sure. In my 2005 film, Martial Law, 911 Rise of the Police State, a three-hour treatise. I think it's one of my best films. And it's available on DVD at Infowars.com if folks want to get it, or it's free all over the web. But you might want to, you know, put some change in the kitty here, folks, plus have it on high quality for your archives and to share and make copies from. But we just show all the mainstream news admitting, yeah, Al-Qaeda's wonderful, and they're attacking the Serbs, and when the Serbs fought back, it's evil. So they had to bomb the entire country and their water treatment and power plants and TV stations with giant DU bombs. And why not? It's good for our troops. It must be good for the Serbs. It's like dropping flowers on them. And it turned out the UN report even admitted, not saying the Serbs were good, it was ethnic cleansing, that the Croats and Muslims killed around double in the 10 years of war before that what the Serbs did. But it doesn't matter. They said the Serbs were the bad guys. They had one-third of their land taken, basically given as a satellite to the drug-running Albania, Al-Qaeda run. And they admitted Al-Qaeda was there and it was CIA run. And if you don't like Al-Qaeda, you're bad. I mean, what else do you say? Al-Qaeda is the good guys. I don't agree with that, so I'm an un-American piece of trash.
Mm-hmm. I thought I'd point out, too, last night, there was a line of truth that came out from King Obama, and that was, he said, some nations may be able to turn a blind eye to atrocities in other countries. The United States of America is different, and he's right. He's not turning a blind eye. He's defining the atrocities.
Now, dropping DU all over the Libyans is good. Man, you are sick. This is not a war. DU is good. Fukushima is good. Shut up.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
By by the way, Aaron Dykes ran in here during the break and said, look, you got to look at more quotes in Rockefeller's book. I read it years ago where he talks about the Bilderberg Group and world government. So Aaron's going to be popping in at 8 after for a few minutes to go over that. Also, we're trying to dig up the full Karl Rove quote because he said it to a group of Washington Post, New York Times. They reported it was like 6 or 7 reporters at a cocktail party. And they said, you know, these wars are killing people. You know, you did lie about WMDs. And he says, look, you guys can try to go with reality if you want. We're an empire now. We control reality. And we'll change what we say day to day. And whatever we say is the new reality. You know, Al-Qaeda is good one day. It's bad the next. It's good again. It's 1984. We're history's actors now. We control reality. All you can do is sit there and watch it. Now, I'm paraphrasing him, but we're going to find the full quote and go over it. This is the arrogance. That's why they practice this on you to kind of befuddle you and go, uranium is good for you. TSA sticking your hands down your pants, that's security. The government doing unannounced drills at elementary schools, coming in and screaming they're going to kill your children and terrorizing them, that's security. You know, we're going to listen to all your phones without wiretaps now. That's freedom. Now, we're not listening to you without wiretaps, but we are. And public schools from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to Sacramento, California, we're going to watch you on government-issued laptops, which are free. They're not free. You pay for them with the tax money, but they're free. We're going to watch you. See, everything's a lie. We're going to watch you at home. What you going to do about that, huh? You don't like that? You don't like it, huh? You don't like it in your face? We're going to do it. We're going to do more. And we're going to finance rebels, Al-Qaeda, to attack countries, and we're going to go in and help Al-Qaeda. And you're going to like it. And it's not going to be called war, either. And the yuppies go, yeah, that's right, not war. Because they're trendy. They know how to, well, I know how to buy into the propaganda. I have Crime Stop, as George Orwell said. You know, whenever I see something that it's a lie, I just decide to go along with it. And that makes me morally superior and stylish. Why, I'm so intellectual, I watch the Sunday news shows, and then I parrot what they said around the coffee or water cooler, and people think I'm smart around the office. And there's some guy in the office, you know, who says they're setting up a world government and devaluing the currency. He even brings in news articles. He's a kook. I'm smart. I'm official. I'm cool. I parrot things. Why? I'm a software engineer, and they brought in foreigners, and I'm training them to replace me, but it's good, and I'm not even going to say anything about it. Because I'm a member of the establishment. I feel like David Rockefeller's patting me on the head. And they've got global CFR, regional CFR, local CFR spinoffs, and people making a few hundred thousand a year going in their suits, and to see them, you know, just basking at events, sitting around, just, oh, it's so good to be part of this. Oh, man, I've really arrived. And they'll go to fundraisers and give $1,000 to sit at the table and feel big. And George W. Bush or Obama will shake their hand, and they'll click their heels. And they send the Council on Foreign Relations people out to universities to speak, and they send the Federal Reserve out to tell folks how great they are. And the professors bring them in and feel honored to have them. And, oh, they sit there and tell them about how good world government is and how people that don't like it are kooks. And they take the best and brightest out of the public and private high schools and private schools and have UN, model UN, and the kids go and learn about global government and how bad America and the family and guns are, and their parents are so proud of their salutatorians and valedictorians that are part of the UN. My son was invited to the United Nations and sat in the gallery while the Secretary General addressed on world peace. How dare you not like it? And you see the Miss Americas to win. They've all got a call for UN and gun control. And, oh, they win. Oh, you're anti-America. You win. Oh, the lady's going to win. She says she wants to control the borders and states' rights. You were going to win. You were in first place. But sorry, you get second place now. You didn't say you were for open borders. Bye-bye. You know, we're the bankers. We've got all the money. And we decide who can operate and who can't. We've got all the money. You do what we say. Now lick our hand.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.